TR.
Zero TR KN four VWA.
Good morning, or good night, Steve. I was just headed down to get some chicken mass consumables. Get this guy out from in front of me here. He's my neighbor. I'm in a Dodge. He's headed back to work. That's my good buddy Jim.
Oh, you're tooting to say hey, not get out of my way.
He didn't even think that until he seen who it was. He knows who I am behind him. And he knows how I am.
I hear you. Well, so what else is going on today? You going to get some chicken?
Fine, I'm going to play retired today. Because we finally got my antenna up. Oh, my. I'm telling you, never again am I going to put pulleys on a Carolina Wyndham. It's just too hard for two old folks. It's a smart thing to do. That way you can lower it. But you need four people instead of two. And you need four younger people than me and Bernice. It was a chore.
Yeah, most everybody I know that's got a Carolina Wyndham lately has had trouble with them. Not in their performance, but in their maintenance, shall we say. Getting them up there and getting them down. Like KB4CBA, he had a time with his. I've put ham sticks on my truck. I've been listening to 20, 40, and 80 meter from my truck today.
Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, I've had two of them, you might say. Well, actually, I had one half of one fail in 10 years. So I don't think that's too heavy a maintenance. And Dave's got a special problem with his location. So that may be it. And no disrespect, mate, but craftsmanship, soldering ability, et cetera, for a lot of people enters into that. And the type of wire they use. So, wire antenna is a wire antenna. If it's put up right, it should last for years.
VWA, yeah, it should. I tell you what, I am having fun with this 80 meter, though, on the truck. It seems to be working real good. With that ATAS antenna I had, I just couldn't get to 80 meter. And got that on there, and it's working great.
What kind of antenna did you put on, Steve? Oh, you got a ham stick, I think you said.
Well, they're made by Shark. And ham stick is kind of a generic term these days. There's lots of people making what's called ham sticks. I think the original people that made them that were branded ham sticks went out of business because I can't find them.
Excuse me, not overwhelmingly surprising nowadays. The company lasts 5 years. That's good. Well, I think my favorite would have been that Australian Outback. Now, Bill had one. He could tell you more about that. And you could just change the tap on it. Ariel's got one, but Phil was asking about it the other day, and I thought he might want to, he does want to sell it, but it has some kind of a, something's wrong with it that needs to be repaired. So I don't know what part of it it was, but the screwdriver in my days was real popular for that. I just don't have any ambition for mobile HF. It's just everybody I ever know, including Bob, that got into it, got rid of it. But I know Bill's had a lot of fun with his, but he has Morse code on it too. And I don't know that he even has it anymore. But he did for a long time. And I've worked some nice mobiles from my stationary place back at home. Let me answer Bernice here, and I'll be right back. I'll send Gerald to you. Before CBA in 0TR. VWA.
Well, listen, I'm at a loading dock down behind a metal building, so I don't know if you can hear me or not. But I'm in a bad, bad area here, so I'm going to go ahead and sign with you, bud. N0TR, get you some chicken. K4VWA, clear after your final.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, I'm just coming up here to, oh, the Pete's Farm is what I call it, corner. And it's good to hear you. And Bernice called and wanted some lemon jello. She's making petitza, which is some kind of German bread. So anyways, I got to go get some lemon jello on top of everything else. I don't usually touch the phone when I'm driving, but it didn't go over to the Bluetooth for some reason. You're in the truck. 73, Steve, we'll catch you down the line. Send your OTR.
See you, Steve. Hello, Tom.
Guten Abend. How you doing, Phil? I was telling Steve I finally got my antenna up last night. And one infraction where I'd had a tree removed, and so the ballon is next to a limb in another tree that I don't really like, but overall it should be excellent. I tried it out last night and talked to some guys up in West Virginia and around the country on 160, and they all give me glowing reports, and I didn't even have the amp turned up very much.
NGU. Well, that's excellent, Tom. I'm actually coming off the mountain from the wire man. I sure wish I had known about that nice thing you told me about that holds coax and kind of a Chinese finger grip type thing, because you can't put them on after you made the connectors. And, you know, that 22-foot piece that's vertical, I need one there and then one after it. So I haven't bought my big piece. I won't make that mistake. I'll put it on there. But I might just take that 22-foot vertical piece and cut it up and make me some jumpers for in the shack and get one of those things, because there's a lot of weight there in those two ballon design ballons.
Griff does a great job, Phil. I don't have them on the antenna per se. I have them on the coax leading from it. But at any rate, oh, I'm so tired. My head ain't even working. I'm just going down to get some chicken feed, and then Bernice calls and she wants some lemon jello to make petitza with. Over.
She needs. That's a worthwhile effort. Good a cook as she is. So anyway, I hope to get this antenna up before long, but I keep collecting parts for it. I'm going to have a fortune in this stinking thing. It better work nice.
I got a lot more in mind than what I figured I would, but I think it might be north of $300, but I don't know. After we needed four people, and we're older, and it really was crippling in some respects. Putting those pulleys on is a real pain in the gluteus maximus, and that ain't your elbow. And we got it up. Now, I bought some good saline pulleys like Bill told me to get. And boy, they're proud of those things. But they're better than the junk ones by far. Bill knows his business, put it that way. So we got that done and got her up. And I hope this guy don't hit me. He's getting close enough. And got all that done, but I had to redo one side of it because it come down off of the tall tree onto a lesser tree. Oh, that was a pain. And it is a pain to take off those PL 259s and have to put on the the Kellum grip. I know. Been there and done that, Phil.
Well, I'll just have to evaluate whether I want to sacrifice the end and do it myself. I guess that'd be just the best way to do it and get her done. But, I'm going to have way north. If I get two Kellum grips and I got I forget what she called them, the black things on the end for instead of the egg connectors, and $185 in the balance, I'm going to have $350 or I'm going to have close to $400.
I think I do too. I didn't keep track. That way it don't hurt so bad, Phil. But yeah, the Kellum grips are proud of those. But you know what? Back when I was doing industrial electricianing, as I remember it, those things were up around $20. And I think they're about $28 now. But the thing of it is, you can't go to Home Depot or Lowe's and get those like the wireman has. His are specifically made for the type of coax you ordered. I ordered an extra one for RG8X. And so I think I got an RG8X spare one. I'm not sure. I'd have to look. I got one spare. And the other ones were for RG8. And, oh, they just work beautifully. That one limb out there, though, that's bugging me. And I can't reach it. And I'm sure somebody'd want a couple $100 to take off that one limb. So I think I'm just going to live with it because the rest of it is really up there good. That one tree, it has to be 100-footer. You'll have to come by and look at it, Phil. It's way up there. And then the other end of it is pretty high, but where it comes to the balun, it lowers down a little bit and then goes back up. And I don't like that. But I used to have tree climbers, and I sold them. And you know, it was probably for the best.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that. Well, when I was saying nearly 400, that doesn't even include my run from the shack with cable. And I don't know what that's going to be, maybe 200 feet or whatever. So that's just the antenna itself.
Yeah, I just figured $200 there. Well, you know, I ordered a spool of DX Engineering stuff quite a few years ago. And I'd have to say that I don't like it as well as some of the others. Now, I've never used LMR 400, but I'd highly recommend it. But the RG8, these frequencies that we use is excellent. It really is. The only other one that I ever used was 9913, and that was because I was running also some UHF and VHF antennas back in Kansas. And it has a number 12 center conductor, but it's air dielectric, and you got to watch the radiuses you bend with it. So I don't really recommend that, if you could even get it anymore. But I like the RG8. I think it works great for that application. And then going up to the balun, of course, and down is RG8X. It's supposedly okay, but for that long a run, I'd run at least RG8.
I looked at some 600 today, and it's crimp only, and I'm just old school enough not to want to put a crimp connected cable out in the weather for years. Maybe I'm being foolish there, but I don't know.
Well, you want to be sure and go down to Lowe's and get some of that I call it liquid Scott's 33 tape, and put that on your connectors once you get done. Just cover them. And Phil, when it dries, you can peel it off just like electrical tape. It just comes off so nice. It don't get sticky and gooey. If you do use any outside electrical tape, use Scotch 88, not Scotch 33. It's a little higher dielectric. It's a little thicker. It's made for outdoor use, and 33 isn't. And I hate the mess of cheap black electrical tape. Always buy good. And here's your tip of the day. Get in touch with Bob. And I haven't been up there since this COVID stuff and all. But he's got a system now, as I remember, and he told me this at least 6 months ago, a crimpon system that's really good. And he's one of the few people I would trust with that kind of information as being good, you know what I mean? That might be worth looking into. Now, I don't know what the crimping tool costs or where he gets his connectors or anything, but he seems to think that they're very satisfactory. I'm like you. I like the old school. But here's what I found wrong with the DX Engineering wire that is the equivalent of LMR 400. I don't think the dielectric surrounding it has a high enough temperature when you're soldering, and I'm darn good at that. I've done it for 50 years, and I still have to be very, very careful with it when I solder to it. So I'm reluctant to recommend it over RG8 from up at the Wildman or any other source you might have.
To consider. Well, I need to run. I'll catch you later. W4NGU, clear.
Okay, Phil. You got in a rough spot there. Great to hear you. Come by anytime. 73. This is N0TR. Clear.